Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Sonora City Administrator Tim Miller is joining us in studio this morning. Tim, the next thing I want to ask you about is the issue of marijuana and cannabis. It's a topic that was big in 2017. Now with the legalization of marijuana in California, continues to be a big issue, I know, for the city of Sonora, looking at rules and regulations moving forward. So where do things kind of stand on that topic and issue right now?
Well, BJ, it's a topic that the council has now taken up after receiving recommendations from a task force or a working group that met throughout the summer and into the early fall. The current regulatory framework is there is no outdoor cultivation permitted for personal cultivation, which is allowed under the new state laws. And all other commercial cannabis activities are currently banned. That being said, the council at the last meeting in December did consider an ordinance that would allow some commercial activities, cannabis commercial activities, and also as far as personal cultivation, while it's allowed, there's a regulatory framework under which that would be allowed. And so I'll talk about each of those kind of separately. Under the personal cultivation, it can be done, it cannot be done out of doors, but it can be done in the residence, or it can be done within a detached garage or permitted accessory structure. It is limited to 6 plants. Unless you have a recommendation that would allow you to grow additional plants. And if that were the case, then there's an administrative permit process that would be required. And on the 16th of this month, the council will be considering the second reading of that ordinance. As far as the commercial cannabis activities, the council has introduced an ordinance that would permit a limited amount of dispensary, manufacturing, or lab, or testing, or laboratory facilities with regard to any cannabis dispensary. It would be for medical purposes only. There are restrictions on how close it could be to a school, daycare, church, park, or youth center. Those setbacks and uses are consistent with what the state requires, with the addition of a couple of sensitive uses like the churches and parks. It would only be allowed in the commercial zones, of which there are 3: the administrative commercial, general commercial, and just our straight commercial, which is most of the downtown, and then limited manufacturing zone. So when you look at those setbacks that are required in those particular zoning districts, there's a very limited area that would allow dispensaries, and they would not be allowed within the downtown at all. So the manufacturing would only be allowed in the limited manufacturing zone, and the laboratory and testing in the limited and manufacturing zone. And it's really, in terms of the licenses, it's limited to very limited, very smaller scale manufacturing, testing, and laboratory facilities. So I would say the council's taking a very conservative approach, both in terms of where these activities may be allowed and the types of under which permits, under the state law, under which they would be allowed. The other thing that the city's going to do to further regulate these activities is the city attorney has developed a RFP type process where if you're interested in establishing one of these businesses, you'll have to submit a proposal to the city, which will be reviewed by staff and ultimately by the council. And any particular business that the council would consider merits further consideration would then have to go through a a development agreement process, which is a negotiated agreement between the city and the business owner as to how the business would be conducted and what fees there may be assessed in terms of costs of recovery for police services or any administrative services or costs associated with monitoring the business, what their operational criteria are. So, as well as a conditional use permit that could regulate the site development and conditions related to the development of the property and business. So, that's the next step in the process. Should the council adopt the ordinances that are being considered at their January 16th meeting? So, like I said, I think the council's taking a very reserved and conservative approach. And is considering allowing some businesses, but on a very, very limited basis.
When marijuana has been discussed at city council meetings recently, has there been big crowd, small crowd? What have you noticed?
Compared to the county's participation, I'd say ours is certainly much smaller. There's industry representatives that are there on a regular basis, and there are those that are members of the community that expressed general concerns about it, and others that, you know, think the council should have continue with an outright prohibition. So they're getting opinions from all sides, but we're but in a forum that's certainly not as large as what I've seen at the county meetings.
You know, there's been a lot of questions, too, circling around about Attorney General Jeff Sessions put out a memo to federal attorneys about a week ago in regards to enforcement when it comes to marijuana, especially in states that are starting to allow it. Do you know at this point, does that memo have much of an impact on cities like Sonora?
I don't know. I've posed that question to the city attorney, and it's a topic we'll be discussing with the council at the meeting next Tuesday. And just to remind anybody that might be interested, because of the holiday, our council meeting will be on Tuesday instead of Monday. So
good to know. Also, I wanted to ask you about another hot-button issue. The city of Sonora has created a homeless task force looking at issues of surrounding homelessness. You know, what can you tell us about the task force that's been put together and what they're looking at?
The task force has now conducted several meetings. It's got representatives from the council, as well as agencies that are involved in providing homeless services, both sort of a public and private nature. It's got representatives from the business community where some of the concerns originated. They had their most recent meeting on Thursday the 11th. But prior to, and at that meeting, as well as prior meetings, they've been in an information gathering mode, if you will, to try and understand the issues with homelessness, what some of the solutions might be to address the homeless issues. They had a presentation on the point in time count that was done here recently to understand the magnitude of the problem. The meeting on the 11th was a presentation on a low barrier shelter approach to providing homeless services that was presented by Raj Rambam from ATCA. And the task force has requested that at their next meeting that they discuss how that approach, how that type of shelter approach might be implemented here in the community. I'll say community because I don't know that it would be a city or county facility, but it really is going to take the collective effort of all the providers and public agencies to accomplish that. So that's the first step in trying to come up with a solution to provide potentially a place for shelter for homeless individuals.
Need to take one more break. Talking with Sonora City Administrator Tim Miller on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.